the loans, or declared personal bankruptcy. That's what happens when everyone turns off your funding, he added. He then moved on to Kidder Peabody and watched that 130-year-old firm disintegrate too. As a result of these experiences and those at other Wall Street firms, he had developed a healthy skepticism of both debt and the ways of Wall Street. Starting in the summer of 2007, he began to feel certain that the mountain of debt building across many sectors of the American economy would not come to a good end. He started betting against credit. "I've watched enough screens long enough to know something was wrong," he said. The problem at Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers, Sadaka informed his clients and Minionville readers, was that both firms had huge inventories on their balance sheets of securities backed by home mortgages. The rate of default on these mortgages, while still small, was growing at the same time that the value of the underlying collateral for the mortgage, people's homes, was falling rapidly. Sadaka could not help noticing that the effects of this double whammy were beginning to show up in other smaller companies involved in the mortgage industry. He could watch the noose tighten in the credit markets. "Look at what is happening to Thornburg Mortgage," he wrote, referring to the publicly traded